All right, hold it right there. Now hold it over here. That's right. I'm Lieutenant Alvin Bradshaw, and I got a piece of advice for you. Here in the studio, sure, it's all knuckles and know-how. But when the red light goes out and the commie writers go home, I'm just plain old Harry Ames, full-time citizen and weekend father. So when I get home, my old lady knows what I need and how. A warm, heaping bowlful of Loosener's castor oil flakes. So come on, little rookies. Tell your mom to get on it and do it every day. Just remember what the guys down at the precinct house sing.
Oh, it ain't no use if you ain't got the boost. The boost you get from Loosener's. Loosener's.
The All Weather Breakfast. And now, owing to excessive audience response, we return you two pages ahead to the thrilling confusion of Nick Danger, Third Eye, page 20.
Yeah. Suddenly it all became clear to me. Poor Nancy, married to a man 1,000 years old. That was her horrible secret. And it was Catherwood who killed Rococo to protect his wife, my Betty Jo.
Who is he talking to? And how does he make his voice do that?
Shut up!
Well, Bradshaw, I guess I've solved another one for you.
Danger, I'll never know how you do it. I was sure I had the goods on you this time.
Well, Bradshaw, it's like in the army, you know?
What?
The great prince issues commands, founds estates, vests families with fiefs. This is something I learned from Sam Nunn. Inferior people should not be employed.
Nick, I can't knock insider information like that. But you still put me through too many changes.
The makers of fantastic cigarettes, long but yet somehow short in the can. And Loosener's Castor Oil Flakes for the smile of successful evacuation have brought you the somewhat shortened further adventures of Nick Danger, Third Eye. Tune in again next time for the case of the Asphalt Arab.